Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Shami Krishi Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8 and Verse 18 to 20. But before we dive into this nectarine class, I will request Raj Prabhuji to share a brief introduction about His Grace Shami Krishi Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Tanmat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, over to you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Tanmat Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. There is a brief introduction for our very dear speaker, His Grace, Swami Krishi Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Being a doctor by profession, Prabhuji has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For example, Prabhuji donated the deities in Philadelphia temple and he made 3,000 temple units that serve as an altar in the villages. Prabhuji also served as temple president of ISKCON, New Jersey for 15 years. Prabhuji is known for his simplicity and humility, and we see that in Prabhuji's classes all the time. He's an amazing devotee. And Prabhuji now is also an initiated guru in ISKCON. So over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Nano Pranam.
Thank you so much, Raj Prabhuji. So Hare Krishna, Shami Krishi Prabhuji, Tanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving us your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. So without further ado, I would like to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for giving me opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam and read Srimad Bhagavatam. So, today we will be reading the Narayan Kavach shield that was given to them by Lord Vishnu himself and by advice of Brahmaji. So, little bit history about this Narayan Kavach, why it was recited, why it was given. It is prayers to so many incarnations.
रोज मेरी क्लास चल रही है यू कैन अटेंड ओके हरे कृष्णा सॉरी कैन यू हियर एवरीबॉडी
ओके सो दिस अबाउट द नारायण कवच एंड इट वाज बिकॉज ऑफ द ऑफेंस टू द गुरु दैट हैपेंड एंड वन डे इंद्र वाज सिटिंग इन अ सीट थ्रोन एंड देन बृहस्पति हिज गुरु महाराज केम एंड देन केम ही डिड नॉट स्टैंड अप ही डिड नॉट पे रिस्पेक्ट डिड नॉट वेलकम हिम Then he just left, and because of that offense to the guru, he fell down there. All the strength went away, and they were not stronger anymore. So strength comes from the guru also, from Krishna and guru. And then the demons, asuras, they attacked, and then Indra and all the demigods, they were gone here and there. So, so then later on, they all approached Brahmaji, and they worshipped Brahmaji, and Brahmaji told them, and then also they prayed to the Supreme Lord. Then he appeared and he said that this is not a good time. You should not really fight with the Asuras. They have a strength at this time. So you wait. So there is a waiting time for everything. And sometimes the things get corrected by itself. And then they were given this Kavach, that is Narayan Kavach. So we are reading about the Narayan Kavach. That is like a shield that protects us on various parts of the body. So that was because of the disrespect to the guru. Disrespecting one's guru is a grave offense of the highest order. Guru's displeasure causes the greatest misfortune in the life of a disciple. So this prayer was to various forms of the demigods, not demigod, to the incarnations of the Lord. Like there is a you have been reading in previous verses also, Matsya Avatar, Kurma Avatar, Vaman Avatar, Narsimha Avatar, Varaha Avatar, Parshuram Avatar, Ram, Balram, and so on. So that was even to Krishna. Now one may ask the question, is it not necessary to worship all the incarnation, not that Krishna has all the incarnation in himself alone? Yes, but sometimes the people like to worship different incarnations and get blessings from them. So that is the topic of today, the Narayan Kavach, and how to do it. So the text number 18, 19 and 20, three texts we will be taking. Dhanvantarir bhagavah om ajnanti mirandhasya jnana anjana shalakaya chakshurum ritam jena tasme shribhravi nama namahom vishnu padaya krishna parishthaya bhutale shimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pacharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pashyatya deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. So text number 18 Dhanvantarir Bhagavan Patva Patyada Dvad Bhayarishabho Nirjitatma Yajyashalokadavatanjanantad Baloganat Grodavashada Hindraha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His incarnation is Dhanvantri relieve me from undesirable eatables and protect me from physical illness. Dhanvantri, as you know, that he is the one who bought the pot of nectar when churning the ocean of milk ocean was done, and he is the topmost personality among all the medical line of treatments, Shushruta Samhita, Charak Samhita, and many other literatures. They come from that side. Charak and Shushruta, they were disciples, or they heard about Dhanvantri and read about him. So by undesirable food products, we get sick. It is food that we are made of. So it should be very properly taken. So from physical illness, this Narayan Kavach relates about worshipping Dhanvantri from physical illness. Rishabdev, who conquered his inner and outer senses, protect me from fear produced by the duality of heat and cold. May Yajna protect me from the defamation and harm from the populace. And may Lord Balram, Ashesh, protect me from envious serpents. So Rishabdev, he conquered his all the senses. So you all read about Rishabdev and his instructing to his 100 sons, the eldest one being the Bharat Maharaj, that Nayam Deho Deh Bhajam Mera Loke, that we are not this body, and Kastan Kaman Arhate Vit Bhujami, that even this sense of education is available to even the pigs and hogs. Why should we endeavoring so hard for that? But we should endeavor hard for Tapo Divyam, Putradaya. So we should do austerity for Krishna, to serve Krishna, to please Krishna. So Rishabdev, we worship him to protect us from sense gratification. And we are fearful. We are so much fear. The fear is there because of the unknown. What would happen to me? What we are doing? Everybody is in fear. In the heart,
not that they were fearful, they were depending on Krishna. But in any battle, anywhere, any position, whoever it may be, whether it is rich, poor, in bad health, good health, everybody's fear. Fear of death is there. Nobody wants to die. They have lived in this body. Soul has lived for many, many years, and they want to continue in the same way. Nobody wants to change the position. So unless they are devotees, they would be fear. So Krishna just says that they would not be in peace. And so we worship Rishabdev, who conquered sense. So by controlling the senses, we can be free from fear. That is from fear, comes from duality of heat and cold. It's a different thing that one may be fearful. So if we worship Rishabdev, we could be free from fear. Also like Bhagavad Gita 5:29, it says that that Krishna is the supreme protector or supreme master, and he is the enjoyer, he is the proprietor, and if we worship him, then we could be peaceful and there would not be any fear. Bhaktaram Yagitabhasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Shuhadam Sarabhutanam Yajyatva Mam Shanti Vrichati. So we could get peacefulness from knowing this formula that he is the enjoyer. We are not the enjoyer. We are to be enjoyed. We are all. Krishna is the only Purusha means enjoyer, and Prakriti is to be enjoyed by the Purusha. Not that somebody is a male. Purusha means not male or Prakriti. We are all part of the Prakriti. And we have to give enjoyment to Krishna like water in the
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, we can't hear you.
It got stuck. No sound.
Prabhuji got frozen. Okay.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bhule Shreya Marmo.
Prabhuji got disconnected.
We'll wait for Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One second, sorry. I just wanted to ask Shyamagauri Mataji if Mataji is going to call Prabhuji.
Yes, Mother.
Because Prabhuji didn't join back yet.
The connection would have gone. He was there very much. Maybe the link would have gone. Sometimes it happens.
Yes, Prabhuji. Please continue. So sorry about that.
Sorry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, 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 Hari Hari. Sorry, I just had to. Prabhuji is coming, not picking up the call. Should we read the...
Shall we continue reading at least? Yeah.
Yeah, this the time will be saved.
Yes, Mataji, yes. We can read the verses until 20. Okay.
Thank you, Mataji.
Okay, so Prabhuji was reading the translation of verse 18. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Dhanvantri relieve me from undesirable eatables and protect me from physical illness. May Lord Rishabhadeva, who conquered his inner and outer senses, protect me from fear produced by the dualities of heat and cold. May Yajna protect me from defamation and harm from the populace. And may Lord Balarama as Shesha protect me from envious serpents. Hare Krishna, would anyone like to read the purport or shall I continue?
Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. You want to continue?
Please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Madhuji. To live within this material world, one must face many dangers as described herein. For example, undesirable food poses a danger to health and therefore one must give up such food. Dhanvantri incarnation can protect us in this regard. Since Lord Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities, if he likes, he can save us from adi bhautik disturbances from other living entities. Lord Balarama in the Shesha incarnation, and therefore he can save us from angry serpents or envious persons who are always ready to attack. Anyone want to read text 19, Tataji?
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Yes, Madhuri.
Yes. I'll continue from text 19. Dvaipayano Bhagavana Prabhudhat Buddhastu Pashandagana Pramadat Kalki Kale Kalamalat Prapatu Dharmavana Yoru Kritavatara. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Okay. Translation. May the personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Vyasadeva protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge. May Lord Buddha Deva protect me from activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic action. May Kalki Deva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as an incarnation to protect religious principles, protect me from the dirt of the age of Kali. Hare Krishna, would anyone like to read the purport?
The verse mentioned.
I can, Hare Krishna.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. This verse mentions various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appear for various purposes. Srila Vyasadeva Mahamuni compile the Vedic literature for the benefit of all human society. If one wants to be protected from the reactions of ignorance, even in this age of Kali, one may consult the books left by Srila Vyasadeva, namely the four Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig and Atharva, the 108 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapurana, Vyasadeva's commentary on the Brahma Sutra, and the other 17 Puranas. Only by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva do we have so many volumes of transcendental knowledge to save us from the clutches of ignorance. As described by Srila Jayadeva Goswami in his Dashavatara Stotra, Lord Buddha apparently decried the Vedic knowledge. Indasi yajna videraha shruti jatam sadaya vidaya darshita pashungatam Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. The mission of Lord Buddha was to save people from the abominable activity of animal killing and to save the poor animals from being unnecessarily killed. When Pashandis were cheating by killing animals on the play of sacrificing them in Vedic injunctions, the Lord said, if the Vedic injunctions allow animal killing, I do not accept the Vedic principles. Thus, he actually saved people who acted according to Vedic principles. One should therefore surrender to Lord Buddha so that he can help one avoid misusing the injunctions of the Vedas. The Kalki Avatara is a fierce incarnation who vanquishes the class of the atheists born in the age of Kali. Now, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, many religious principles are in effect, and as Kali Yuga advances, many pseudo-religious principles will certainly be introduced, and people will forget the real religious principles enunciated by Lord Krishna before the beginning of Kali Yuga, namely principles of surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, foolish people do not surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even most people who claim to belong to the Vedic system of religion are actually opposed to the Vedic principles. Every day they manufacture a new type of dharma on the play of that, on plea that whatever one manufactures is also a path of liberation. Atheistic men generally say, Yatamata tata pata. According to this view, there are hundreds and thousands of different opinions in human society, and each opinion is a valid religious principle. This philosophy of rascals has killed the religious principles mentioned in the Vedas, and such philosophies will become increasingly influential as Kali Yuga progresses. In the last stage of Kali Yuga, Kalki Deva, the fierce incarnation of Keshava, will descend to kill all the atheists and will save only the devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna.
There's one more text for today. Text 20. Mam Keshavo Gadaya Pratar Avyad Govinda Sangavam Atavenu Narayana Prahna Udatas Shaktir Madhyan Dine Vishnur Arindra Pani. Translation, may Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day. And may Govinda, who is always engaged in playing his flute, protect me in the second portion of the day. May Lord Narayana, who is equipped with all potencies, protect me in the third part of the day. And may Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. Would anyone like to read the purport? Hare Krishna.
I will read, Mataji. Hare Krishna. According to Vedic astronomical calculation, day and night are each divided into 30 ghatikas, 24 minutes, instead of 12 hours. Generally, each day and each night is divided into 6 parts consisting of 5 ghatikas. In each of these portions of the day and night, the Lord may be addressed for protection according to different names. Lord Keshava, the proprietor of the holy place of Mathura, is the Lord of the first portion of the day, and Govinda, the Lord of Vrindavan, is the master of the second portion. Thank you.
Thank you, dear devotees. Hare Krishna, Shyama Gauri Mataji, is there any moment? Did Prabhuji pick the call?
Mataji, Prabhuji is not picking up.
I think Radharaman Prabhu is on the call. But Prabhuji,
yeah, yes, Mataji, let me try. I think there must be some distraction. Let me try to call her and see if we can do that.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Tumi Niyo He Niyo Chitanandan, তুমি নিয়হনীয় চিতনন্দ মম মন মন্দিরে রাহ নিশিদিন কৃষ্ণ মুরারি শ্রী কৃষ্ণ মুরারি জীবন মরণ তব পূজা নিবেদন জীবন মরণ তব পূজা নিবেদন সুন্দর হে মনোহারি সুন্দর হে মনোহারি কৃষ্ণ মুরারি শ্রী কৃষ্ণ মুরারি মম মন মন্দিরে রাহনিশি কৃষ্ণ মুরারি শ্রী কৃষ্ণ মুরারি এসো নন্দ কুমার নন্দ কুমার এসো নন্দ কুমার নন্দ কুমার হবে প্রেম প্রদীপে আরতি তোমার প্রেম প্রদীপে আরতি তোমার নয়নে ঝুমুনা ঝরে অনিবার নয়নে ঝুমুনা ঝরে অনিবার তোমার বিরহে গিরিধারি তোমার বিরহে গিরিধারি কৃষ্ণ মুরারি শ্রী কৃষ্ণ মুরারি মম মন মন্দিরে রাহনিশি দিন কৃষ্ণ মুরারি শ্রী কৃষ্ণ মুরারি বন্ধন গণ তব ভাজুক জীবন বন্ধন গণ তব ভাজুক জীবন কৃষ্ণ মুরারি শ্রী কৃষ্ণ মুরারি হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে This song is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Very wonderful song. This is the translation. Please abide in the temple of my heart, both day and night, O Krishna Murari, O Sri Krishna Murari. Devotion, love, flower garlands and sandalwood, please accept, O please accept them, delight of the heart. In life or in death, I worship you with these offerings, beautiful one, O enchanter of the heart. Come, son of Nanda, and then, O son of Nanda, I will offer your arati ceremony with the lamplight of my love. The waters of the Yamuna river cascade incessantly from my eyes in your separation, O holder of Govardhana Hill. May I pass my life absorbed only in songs of your praise, O Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. This song is a very, very popular song where everybody knows these normal songs. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji is joined. Prabhuji joined. Yes, thank you so much.
Prabhuji is here.
Sorry, Krishna, Prabhuji. All these disturbances, I think we don't have proper internet and Wi-Fi connection. That's why this happened. But we were talking about verse number 18 and 19 and why we should worship various incarnations of the Godhead. We were reading about that. So, Lord, so Dhanvantri incarnation,
He protects us from all kinds of sicknesses which happen from food. He could save us from adibhautik, adidevik, adhyatmik.
Hare Krishna, I'm already on call. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Okay, Hare Krishna. So let us read text number 19. And see this envious nature, the Lord Balaram protects us from Shesh incarnation. And he can save us from angry serpents or envious people. Many people are become envious. Why they become envious? Because they cannot see the progress of the other people. They cannot see the opulences of the other people. And they become envious. Why I don't have it? Why I'm not like him? Why I don't have the post like him? So serpents are like this. So like the envious people, they take the incarnation, like they take the form of the serpents who are envious in the next life. So Balaramji, who is the topmost of Sheshnag, he sits on the Shesh and then he removes us all this fear from envious people. And there are texts. Text number 19, Dvaipayano Bhagavan Prabodhat Buddhastu Pashanda Ganapramadat Kalki Kale Kalamalata Prapatu Dharmavanayoru Kratavatarah. May the personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Vyasadev protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge. He is the writer of all the Vedic knowledge, all the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, and 108 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Agam, Nigam, everything is written by Vedvyas, and he could remove our ignorance if we worship him. May Lord Buddha Dev protect me from activities opposed to the Vedic principles and from laziness, and causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic action. So this Buddha Dev, this Buddha, you know about the Buddha incarnation. And so so he became like completely udasin, or he was not pay attention to anything in the world. But then one time he was married to Yashodhara, was very, very beautiful. And some ladies, when Buddha Dev was doing some tapasya austerities, then he saw some ladies, they were singing. And then they were saying that the song was saying that you should not, that sitar, that string should not be pulled, that they will, that they break, and they should not be given loose also. And that's why, because if they are loose, they would become without any tune or without any proper song. So when Buddha Dev heard this or saw this, then that for sadhana, it's not just tapasya, but also one has to do some regulatory activity, like proper food, proper sleep. So sayamik jivan, sayamik sleep, they all is necessary. So he went to Sarnath, and then he gave instruction about satya, ahimsa, asteya, aparigraha, brahmacharya, naratya, gan. So sugandha mala tyag, asamay bhojan tyag, komal shaya tyag. So he gave kamini kanchan tyag. So he gave all this instruction. One time one lady came to him whose son was died, and then he said, please make my son alive. He was crying. So he sent us to bring me some mustard seeds from a house where there is no death. So she went to all the houses, and then nobody was in that way. That were in every house, there was somebody was dead, whether recently or in the past. So he, Buddha Dev, then said that like we take birth, we die, we have to die also. So we should not be so much worried about the death, but we should take birth in such a way that we don't have to take birth again, like becoming Krishna conscious. Then if there is no birth, then there is no death. And Nindasi Yagya Vede Raha Shruti Jatam Sadai Hardaya Darshita Pashugatam. And he was also protecting the animals from cruel death. Keshavadhrita Buddha Sharira. Kunti Maharani, she's asking that let the more vipattis could come, let more difficulties could come in their life. Pandava had so much support in their life, but they never asked the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj. He was, okay, you ask some boon, but he said that I'm not a businessman. I'm not a merchant. I did not worship you because of getting some boons from you. But please make my heart in such a way that I don't get any desire for enjoying in the material world, enjoying my senses. In this way, we see the example from all over the world, that all over the literatures, that we have to follow Krishna's principles. Krishna's address to Bhagavad Gita. See, Sarva Dharman, Krishna said that he came to give up he gave different religiosity, or what should be done by married man, woman, child, in different various conditions. But at the end, he says that give up all this religiosity and just surrender unto me. So that is the process that he is teaching us. Sarodharman Paritija, Maam Ekam Shranam Raja, Maham Tvam Saro Papi Bhimokshashami, Masucha. We should not be clear about that. So principles of knowledge about Krishna, knowledge about devotional service, that should be there. Then this Kalki Dev, he would be coming after the end of Kali Yuga and he will protect us. So the purport we will read of this text number 19, this verse mentions various incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appear for various purposes. Srila Vyasadeva Mahamuni compiled the Vedic literature for the benefit of all human society. If one wants to be protected from the reactions of ignorance, even in this age of Kali, one may consult the books left by Srila Vyasadeva, namely the four Vedas, Sam, Yajur, Rig and Atharva, the 108 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapuran, Vyasadeva's commentary on the Brahma Sutra and the other 17 Puranas. Only by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva do we have so many volumes of transcendental knowledge to save us from the clutches of ignorance. But the most amal Puran is Srimad Bhagavatam. If we just read Srimad Bhagavatam and take the conclusion, or as per Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Guru, that you just read in the verse form, Prarthana, and then you will understand all the philosophy what is given in so many scriptures. So Jayadeva Goswami also in his Dashavatar Stotra, Lord Buddha appeared described in the Vedic knowledge. The mission of Lord Buddha was to save people from the abominable activity of animal killing and to save the poor animals from being unnecessarily killed. When Pashandis were cheating by killing animals on the plea of sacrificing them in the Vedic Yajnas, the Lord said, if the Vedic injunctions allow animal killing, I do not accept the Vedic principles. Thus, he actually saved people who acted according to the Vedic principles. One should therefore surrender to the Lord Buddha so that he can help one avoid misusing the injunctions of the Vedas. You misuse the Vedas. Vedas, unlike animal killing, is there to test the worst. To test the priest whether he can make an old animal become like he sacrificed, then he comes as a new one. But not the purpose was Vedas was so is to just do the animal killing. The Kalki avatar is the fierce incarnation who vanquished the class of the atheist born in the age of Kali. Now in the beginning of Kali Yuga, many irreligious principles are in effect, and as Kali Yuga advances, many pseudo-religious principles will certainly be introduced and people will forget the real religious principle enunciated by Lord Krishna before the beginning of Kali Yuga, namely principles of surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulas varjanam. One should do everything to please Krishna and not to do anything that displeases Krishna. Rakshashati divashma, so that Krishna will protect me, and he should be Kopatratve varnam tatha. We should make him as our husband, protector, as our maintainer. In Atma Nikshepa Karpanya, we should not feel envious. We should fall down at the lotus feet. Atma Nikshepa, falling very lowly, not envy, not proud of anything. Karpanya, Sadvir, that all these six principles are Sharanagati. Unfortunately, because of the Kali Yuga, foolish people do not surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even most people who who claim to belong to the Vedic system of religion are actually opposed to the Vedic principles. Every day they manufacture a new type of dharma on the plea of whatever one manufactures is also a path of liberation, but that is not true. Atheist men generally say yato mat tato path. According to this view, there are hundreds and thousands of different opinions in human society, and each opinion is a valid religious principle. Even opinion really means for that particular time, circumstance, but real principle is to surrender to Krishna, doing Krishna bhakti. That is the real principle. So this philosophy of rascals has killed the religious principles mentioned in the Vedas, and such philosophies will become increasingly influential as Kali Yuga progresses. In India, you could see so many systems, so many devis, so many demigods, so many sadhus. They are worshipped like anything. In the last stage of Kali Yuga, Kalki Dev, the fierce incarnation of Keshav, will descend to kill all the atheists and will save only the devotees of the Lord. So devotees will hide in the jungles, and then they will come up and they will be saved by Kalki incarnation. The last verse, Mam Keshavo Gadaya Rataravyad Govinda Asangava Mata Venu Narayana Prahudata Shakti Shaktir Madhyan Dine Vishnu Arindra Pani Vishnu Arindra Pani. May Lord Keshav protect me with the club in the first portion of the day. And may Govinda, who is always engaged in the playing his flute, protect me in the second portion of the day. May Lord Narayan, who is equipped with all potencies, protect me in the third part of the day. And may Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. So, yato, say like in Narsimha prayer, that ito Narsimha, parato Narsimha, Krishna, Narsimha is here, Narsimha is there. And in the Narsimha Kavach, it just says that, may Lord protect me from the top, may protect me from the bottom, may protect me from the right, protect me from the left, protect me all the parts of the body. So different parts are there. It is just given. But if one becomes a devotee of the Lord and worships the Lord and keep him on his heart in the middle, every activity goes around Krishna, then one do not have to worship so many incarnations. One has to have just one fixed their deity, worship him, think of him, do all the services and preach also. Whatever he is practicing, he should preach. Means Jivedaya. Jivedaya means giving them Krishna consciousness. So they don't have to take birth again and they don't have to die. So they will remain eternally with Krishna. That is our real position, is to be with Krishna in his devotional service, in his transcendental devotional service. So trans means out of this material world. So according to the Vedic principles, Vedic astronomical calculation, day and night are each divided into 30 ghatis. So 24 minutes each ghati. So dhai ghati is 1 hour. So in 12 hours, there is 30 ghatis. That is like there is a little hole in the bottom of a pot, copper pot, and it is dipped into. And then because of the, gradually the water fills the pot, and that takes 24 minutes. It's exactly the size. And so that is 24 hours would have 60 ghatis. Instead of 12 hours, generally each day and each night is divided into 6 parts, consist of 5 ghatis. Then in each of these 6 portions of the day and night, the Lord may be addressed for protection according to the different names. Lord Keshav, the proprietor of the holy places of Mathura, is the Lord of the first portion of the day. And Govinda, the Lord of Vrindavan, is the master of the second portion. In that way, different portions of the body, but this is all true that one can do that. But at the best is to worship the Supreme Lord, remember him, and become his pure devotee with Krishna consciousness. Take food only which has been offered to the Supreme Lord. So preaching is the essence. Books are the basis. And so we should have the preaching activity so the other people who are dying unnecessarily, they may take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And they are protected, saved from death, from suffering. And the next body, what they will get, would be a body of a surrendered soul, a devotee. So devotee is a very, very rare, very rare commodity, which is not available. Even Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that out of thousands of people or millions of people, there is somebody who like perfection, but out of all this perfection, only one may become a pure devotee. In this way, this chapter, whole chapter, teaches Narayan Kavach. Narayan Kavach. So Parikshit is inquiring about how to perform this Narayan Kavach. So there is certain nyasas are there, anganyas, purification of different for the heart and other limbs of the body, and angropasana. Angropasana means worshipping himself rather, that the Lord is there. Thinking oneself one with the Supreme is called angropasana. Through angropasana, one does not become God, but thinks oneself qualitatively one with Him, just as the water of a river is of the name. Same nature is that of water of the sea. So water, angra. So gopis, when they were meditating on Krishna, they will all think of Krishna so much so, they will just drown in this thinking of the Supreme Lord. How He dances, how He goes to the forest, how He graces, how does He talk to themselves with moving eyes, and in many, many ways. They will become like that. And then they will sometime call themselves that I am Krishna. So in this way, I hope that okay. So from the Lord, protection on all sides, that we hear on the Narsimha Kavach, Narsimha prayers and all sides. But Krishna is there as Paramatma, and He is so small that not only He is the smallest in all the creation, the smallest, and He is also biggest. This way He is in between, like in the atoms, and He is also in between the atoms, and He is out of the atom. And so He is inside and He is outside. Both sides He is there. Because if He is just inside, then generally, then He care about us, how we will become a devotee. Then He is outside. So if He is just outside, then we would not be able to make our relationship with Him. So it is yato narsimho parto narsimho. So we should, parto means in the transcendental world. He is there and He is here also. So Krishna is within us as Paramatma, and Krishna is outside, is the divine murti, or divine, His name, His form, His entourage, His devotees. So Krishna is there everywhere, inside and outside. So we have to understand Krishna from all sides. And Krishna will protect us every time, every minute, every second. But if we forget Krishna and think of enjoying our senses, then we will be remaining in the material world. And I know it is not that easy, but by practice, this could be done. This could be done. So we were practicing here in these verses that protecting, like we are worshiping, like protection into our palm, water and fears, Matsya Avatar, Vamana Avatar, Vishwarup, Narsimha Dev, Varaha Dev. So Narsimha Dev protects us from in the difficult places, like He protected Prahlad, and He begged pardon from Prahlad that I have delayed so much. Varaha Avatar, Parashuram Avatar, and Ramchandra Avatar, He protects us if we are in the foreign countries. But really, we are in foreign country anyway. This material world is not for us. Our real home, back to Godhead, is the Lord's abode in Golok Vrindavan. So Narayan and Nar and Dattatreya, Kapil, all these incarnations are given, 24 incarnations of the Lord. And we could remember them, but if you remember Krishna, then automatically all these incarnations, they are included. And Krishna left Vrindavan, and He really never left Vrindavan. It just shows, but He remains in Vrindavan. Vrindavana parityajya padam ekam gacchati. I do not go or give. So who went there? That was Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, or Devaki Nandan. He went to Mathura, and he went to this Hastinapur and Dwarka. So that is, His lilas are there. The same thing in this that Gordhan, Giriraj. Giriraj is Krishna's form, and we should not bring Giriraj to our on homes, but you could put another car from some stone and put in next place to Giriraj, and then you could decorate them and worship them at home. But they should not be moved. Like how long you could move from your home? So the home, Krishna's real home is his Braj. He does not leave the Braj. So we should leave the Giriraj at their own place. Even if somebody says that if some person from Braj gives you, you can worship them. But I inquired about that, and then most of them people, they said that you should not take even in the form of the dust, that you could filter them, then dust you could coat or you could eat. But if there is some pebbles which is from Giriraj, then should not be brought back. It should be given back. Otherwise, one gets very sick or may die or gets opposite reaction to what you are bringing. So Kalki Dev, he removes the dirt of the Kali Yuga, and Buddha Dev is he believed that people were becoming lazy, Vedic principles and laziness that causes one to madly forget all this, and so much animal killing, and he was very much suffering. And Vyas Dev, our problem is because of the ignorance. We do not know that we are the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and we should. So Vyas Dev gives all the intelligence that comes from his Vedic literature, and we should worship him. And Balram, that is injury is caused or envious people like the snake, because he's in charge, he's Sheshnag also. Incarnates as Sheshnag. So here again, Rishabh Dev, that is, as we discussed, fear produced by the dualities of the material world. Matra is Parshastu Punteya, Sintoshna Sukhdukhda, Agama Paino Nityam, Nasti Tikshava Bharata. These things will come in the material world. Then we should tolerate whatever dualities of the material world will come. And so by worshipping Kurma Rupa, we don't go to hellish planets, and I agree with Sanat Kumar in this way. And then also Krishna's weapons could also be worshipped. They are also like Shankar Chakra, Gada, Padma, they could also be worshipped. Because anything is related to Krishna, it is Krishnaized. If a pure devotee is related to Krishna, then he is also pure like Krishna. And that's why we worship the most who surrendered devotee or advanced devotee that we can worship. So in this way, this Narayan Kavach that has been given here, the Narayan Kavach, that acts as a shield. So, and that protected Indra and enabled him to conquer the enemies and enjoy the three worlds. So Sukadeva Goswami narrates this explanation. Even my daughter has some problems, and someone did this Narayan Kavach, and those problems had gone away. It's not, there is certain austerities there. So one should get purified, and what has to be done, and you have already read about the Narayan Kavach in the previous verses. And so this Narayan Kavach, and then they worship the Vishwarup Dev, because they call the Vishwarup to perform the yajna, but the Vishwarup, his mother was from Asur side. So they were giving some sacrifices to his mother side, to the demons. Mother side is from demon, and Vishwarup is from then Vishwarup was killed by Indra, and he had three heads, and he gave his all the sins to sinful reaction by the death of this Brahman. He gave his earth, his sins divided into four parts. Earth, that is, there are deserts are because of that sin. The water is bubbles and foams. He distributed to the water, he distributed to the trees, and therefore there is sap and the woman. That menstruation in lieu of offering them some benedictions. But he offered certain benedictions to different people. And in this way, then he again, his father performed the yajna to produce a son who could kill Indra. But rather than he would be killed by the Indra, this Hara Chitraketu, who became a demon. And but he was still a devotee of the Lord, and he was asking the Lord, please let him be killed. And then he was killed by the Vajra made by the big moon. So I will end here. We discuss about this Narayan Kavach, and then Narayan Kavach. So this Kavach protects us from all the dangers. But the best thing is to, that Srila Prabhupada never emphasized on this Narayan Kavach. He did not give the procedure that you follow in our ISKCON temples. Somebody wants to do it privately, that is worship the various incarnation of the Lord. It is not like a demigod. One can perform for certain, but the best thing is to become a devotee of the servant. And devotee of you. Anything. Okay, thank you so much. If there is any comment, question, we can discuss. And sorry for this mishappening. I was trying my best, but there was no internet and nothing connected long period of time. Never happened before. But so I will be more careful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu Dhanu Pranam. No problem, Prabhu. We understand. You are away and internet can be an issue. It is helpful, but sometimes it's an issue, and when it's an issue, it's an issue. When you were not on the call, our very dear Sukakara Krishna Prabhu, he took over with some bhajans, which was very nice. So we understood you were having some issues and you would rejoin, and you did. Thank you, Prabhu. Amazing class, Prabhu, like always. Thank you, Prabhu. Narayan Kavach, certainly, Prabhu. I was thinking when we are in difficulty and we know Narayan Kavach is going to protect us, our intensity in bhajan is so strong. You know, when we are in really difficulty, we are in distress, we really want that help. But if we do our chanting properly, I cannot, probably that point will not come when we have to, you know, we just praying to Krishna, because Krishna is going to help us if our chanting is so sincere. And whatever, when a devotee is at a certain level like you are, Prabhuji, even if the difficulty comes in, we just take it as grace of Krishna, right? So we are not afraid of it. Thank you so much. Such a beautiful class. Prabhuji, I think our Sukakara Krishna Prabhu has some questions. So with your permission, we can go to the question answer session.
Yeah,
Hare Krishna, Sukakara Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. Prabhu, Dandavatana Prabhu. This Narayana Kavach is to be read every day, Prabhu. It's to be read every day because it's such a long one.
Not necessarily that you have to read every day. If there is certain problem and you want to worship, you could do that. It's a month, or there is certain time period that you take care of this Narayan Kavach. And then if the difficulty is over, you just become a pure devotee of the Lord and just chant His holy names. And holy name includes everything, all forms, all the incarnations are there in Krishna's names. So why not to take shelter of Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, never went for all of these things. So why not to
only chant?
It is not all the time. I do not know exactly for the period, but I think 21 days or 11 days, or maybe a month. But that's it.
I think chanting is a solution for everything.
Right. That is the panacea for all kinds of problems, material and spiritual. Yoga Kshema Mahamayam. Krishna says that I will, whatever is lacking, I will give, and whatever is there, I will protect. Yoga Shama, he is promising us, and we have to believe in his promise. We have to trust full faith. It is because of our lack of faith that we don't advance further or don't have that much. Because sometimes things may take time and we don't have patience. We want something immediately, and people go to demigods. And that is stress and prayers. So they want to go for something that is immediate benefit to body, to the senses. But we have to please Krishna and not to ourselves.
What is this material worlds we have, gross body and subtle body. In the Swarga Loka, are they having only the subtle body, or they also have a gross body? Swarga Loka.
They have a gross body also, but made up, say if they are made up aerial things, so this aerial thing, that is also, no, they have gross bodies. Brahma has grass bodies, he has four heads, and but made of different elements which are in proportion much different than what we have, earth, water, fire, air, ether. But they have grass bodies.
Because only in the spiritual body there is no lust, there is no greed, there is no anger. All these kam, krodh, moklo, badama, sire is there. Only when we have this material body, we are connected with the maya. But when we get liberated, that means this gross and material body both goes off. Otherwise, when we are dying, the gross body is going, we are burning, and everything is going in the panchabhutas. But the subtle body goes with the mind, intelligence, and false ego with two. As many lives we are taking here. And finally, this subtle body, does it also get perished, or subtle body also, the bad mind will become purified mind, bad intelligence become purified intelligence, or the false will become a real ego? Will it become like that, or that also will burn off, and again we will be given a spiritual body which the Atma will be enlarged, and we get 400, 200 from wherever we are going, and then that will have its own mind, its own intelligence and false ego, which is a fresh one, which is purified intelligence, purified mind, and real ego. Right?
See, Prabhuji, it's a good question. This subtle body made of mind, intelligence, ego, it is also material, although they are very, very sukshma. And if you are completely purified in your soul, is completely devoid of all kinds of enjoying propensities, and you are surrendered to Krishna, then subtle body, when you pass through Girija River, then that is dissolved there, and you go with a pure soul, which develops and go to the spiritual kingdom. The subtle body is material, and it is dissolved. It can, subtle body does not go, mind, intelligence, ego do not go to the spiritual kingdom, but you could purify them, and you could be free from all of this, even while you are in this body. Even the grass body could be purified. If everything is used in Krishna's service,
then naturally it becomes spiritualized. So subtle body, grass can be spiritualized, but in a spiritual world, usually it is with the, like Dhruva Maharaj went with the same body, or our Tukaram went with the same body. You may say it is contaminated body, but with practice of Krishna consciousness, that his whole material consciousness was gone. Like, it is not a body like us. It is spiritualized. So we should not think that how he could go with that spiritual senses. So our senses, Jivan Mukt means even in this life we could become free from material contamination. Okay?
That means when you become a pure devotee, at that point, everything is purified. It is just a material body, but actually spiritualized, like a pure devotee.
Right.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
That's why
thank
we
you, Rajbhavan.
Okay.
Yeah. What you said, Brahmanaj, you said, that's why. You're telling something, I just...
I was saying that such a pure souls, we don't burn them because it's not a physical body. We put
samadhi.
Them in samadhi for the pure devotees of the Lord. We have full sense control, and so that way we could worship them later.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Raj Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you for staying with us, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Palan Prabhuji, and your name?
Prad Prabhuji, thank you very much for allowing to speak, and then I'll pronounce to Sami Yusuf Prabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Prabhuji, I just have my understanding, which I want you to say whether it is valid or not. I just want to know that, you know, to ask Lord Krishna to protect us, or even Narasimha Bhagavan or any of that, you know, please put it, is it not asking them some service for ourselves? You know, that is one kind of thing which I've heard. And in lectures, they say that, you know, we should surrender. Lord Krishna knows our situation. Vedaham Samtitani. So, you know, why ask him that, please protect me? On the other hand, they say, Chatur Vida Bhajante Mam Janaha Sukruti Arjuna. Their Artho can ask for protection or whatever, you know, like that. Yeah. So that kind of dilemma is there, whether we should ask Lord Krishna that, you know, please protect me, you know, and, you know. So that kind of, even in Bhagavatam, we say, Uttara is running Pahi Pahi Mam, you know, and Draupadi is also asking Lord Krishna for protection after that. So what should be our real attitude? That's what sometimes is confusing.
No, it's a very good. But if you want to see Uttara, they knew that there is a devotee in her womb. Means Uttara was very sure that he is son of Abhimanyu, his son of means Arjun's son, and he cannot be Subhadra's son. So asking her some devotee, asking her not for your own sense enjoyment. See here, Kunti Devi. So asking Krishna is fine, but Krishna knows what is our heart. And it is true, it is for beginners that Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam Jana Sukhita Arjuna Artho Artharthi Jigyasu Jnani Che Bharitasu. It is for beginning, people in the beginning, because all of a sudden, you cannot just ask for completely that I don't want anything. We have tendencies of material enjoyment and there are certain needs or time immemorial. How you could give it up to all of this? So one has to be, I give you the example of a string. That a string should not be too loose, otherwise it won't give the nice tune. It should not be tight, so much tight that it will break. So it should be, you should utilize the things in proper way to increase your Krishna consciousness, but not that you should indulge or try to take enjoyment from those. Enjoyment should be spiritual from within, Krishna's enjoyment in association with Krishna. So that is fine. So devotees who are praying or asking, one thing, either they are neophyte or beginners, or the one who are topmost, then they are asking for protection of others or of their own devotional service. And so there are many, many prayers are there in Bhagavatam, almost 19-20 prayers. But like Gajendra was in problem. He was a devotee. So he wanted to go back to Krishna's abode. But who takes shelter of a devotee? Like Gajendra, leg was taken by this crocodile. And crocodile was liberated first. As Krishna came in, he did not even care about the Garuda. He jumped from the Garuda, came down, had his Sudarshan Chakra and opened the mouth of this crocodile. So he was killed first. Then he became in his original form, Gandharva, and went back. But the Gajendra went to his spiritual world with Krishna. So certain prayers are there. But it is, so he could continue his preaching, he could continue, like we pray that if my Lord, if you feel it's right, then please let Srila Prabhupada remain here for a few more years. He could teach us. So it is for that kind of prayers can be done, not for your sense enjoyment. Give me wealth. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagdish kame. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a perfect renunciation. And then we should really read his story, his life, that what is his prayers. So prayers are there, but there is certain purpose for the prayers, not for our senses to gratify with the sense objects.
So it's a matter of, you know, whether you are praying for your sense gratification or for the sake of service to Lord Sri Krishna. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhu. Beautiful question. Thank you, Prabhu. Beautiful answer. I do pray, Prabhu, every day. And I ask Krishna and I tell him, if I don't pray to you, who I pray to? You want me to go somewhere else? So I do pray. I'm like, no.
There's nothing wrong with the prayer. Prayer should be there.
Yes.
It's a submission, but it should be not our, with the enjoying spirit.
Oh, no, certainly. Not for the senses, but
for service to Krishna. Yes, our purification of our senses.
100%. That I pray that my mind can remember Krishna all the time. This is what I pray. Because Krishna, you know, senses, we can't help him with senses, right? Because somebody, there are blind people, they don't have eyes. So Krishna has given them mind though. So I ask Krishna, hey Krishna, please Radharaniji, please help me that I can remember your name, right? Anything I am doing, even if I'm doing material things, something, you know, material world things. And I do that all the time. Out of 24 hours, how much time I can pray? Maybe 1 hour, maybe 2 hours, but I do less than 22 hours. I do the material things. So I asked Krishna, hey, Krishna, please help me. So I, even if I'm doing material things, I can always remember you, right? So I can always
right.
my mind.
Right.
So that's what I pray, certainly. No, not sense gratification. Because right. of that, I'm here in ISKCON. So I don't want to do that anymore. So yeah, thank you.
Sir. Good. Very good.
Beautiful answer. Yes. Abhiji, there is our Jyoti Mataji. She's asking if somebody brings dust of Raja, and how that works. Please throw some light.
Mm. Yeah, Raja dust, it should not be from the Govardhan area. If it is like, so you may say that there is a dust all over. So dust, you filter it through so many layers. And if there is any sand grains bigger, then you keep them back in the Vraj. And just the completely dust that you could apply on your body or take it or eat it little bit part. So in our temple here in Khargone, we also give Vraj Raj. But it is after filtered and there is no pebbles or a stone. It's even small, very, very tiny, even 0.1 millimeter also. It's just a dust. And that dust was, you could put on your body, on forehead, on the head itself, on the eyes, or you can eat it.
Okay, Prabhuji, thank you. Yes, Prabhuji, Vraj Raj Ichaya.
Yeah, Vraj Raj.
Yes. Dear devotees, if anybody has any more questions or realizations from the class, please go ahead, raise your hand, or please unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Shambhavi. Beautiful class, Prabhuji, and thank you so much. You have so much difficulty, but still you came and joined. And
I was thinking if there is a telephone line that we could, rather than seeing the face, or we could just give phone talk. Somebody could have called me, but nobody called me, so I was just waiting for the...
But I called on WhatsApp, Prabhuji.
So I went to WhatsApp also. I called myself also a few times. You may see missed calls. On WhatsApp call, I have one age also line. But if there is some way that there is a telephone number that we could give the class on telephone and others can hear on the Zoom, there are certain ways. I don't know how to do.
Okay. Maybe next time.
Okay. So, anyone else has any comments, questions, realizations?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay, so we'll end now.
Okay, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Maharajji. I have a question. Could you please guide us on how to focus in chanting?
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, went up.
Yeah, I
think. Connection problem.
Prabhuji is there. I don't know what happened.
I think he's having some kind of issues with the device he's using, probably. No problem.
So for focusing chanting, three things. One is, we should not do any aparad, Vaidhi Vaishnava aparad. Second one, we should chant the Brahma Murta. Before 7 o'clock, we should finish 16 rounds minimum. Third one, we should chant with really some sort of urgency. These three things, if you do, chanting will become fantastic. Urgency.
Arrival.
When a child is crying, mommy will give some chocolate. Mommy, some doll, she will be. Mommy, you cry, you should come and feed the milk. Thank you. Yes, Maharaj. Prabhuji, please. I was just giving some points. Prabhuji has come. Shamikji. But no sound.
Okay. Dear devotees, let us...
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, can you hear us?
Yes.
No.
Prabhuji is just... Only the picture yes. came.
Mataji.
No, Prabhuji, Mataji was asking from Samik Rishi, Prabhuji. And then you said,
yeah. No, I know.
Yes.
I was telling Prabhuji's picture was there, but without sound.
Yeah, he was frozen. I realized that. Yeah. Frozen.
Prabhuji got disconnected, Prabhu. Mataji, yes. Shall we end the call here? Or?
Yes, we can end the call.
So, dear devotees, thank you for being so patient, even though the connection was a little issue today. But let's thank Swami Krishi Prabhuji for his presence always with us. Hare Krishna, Dinamanda Prabhu. So, chant, pray, Vancha Kalaktaru, Vaishya Cha, Kripa, Sindhu, Kripa, Sindhu, Kripa, Sindhu, Kripa, Sindhu,